Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 6th at 7 a.m., the City Contractors Upstate Company will be closing the intersection of Market Street and James Georgeson Avenue in order to allow paving operations. During this closure access along the section of Market Street near Prospect Street, there will be one lane usage. Also, some side exits will be closed and there will be no street parking in the immediate work areas. Please avoid using this area at all costs. Flagger, temporary signal, and barricades will be in place. Please exercise extreme caution and obey all traffic control devices.
On Thursday, November 7th, there will be a soup social with the food pantry at 1 to 3 in Hunt Union. Stop by for fresh soup.
On Friday, November 8th, we'll be celebrating National First Generation Student Day, a day to celebrate all the first-gen students, faculty, and staff on our campus. This year, we're celebrating all week November 4th to November 8th. You can find us full schedule on events on the First Generation page on Campus Connections or on the Office of Student Experience Instagram, which is at Onionsa OSE.
This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Onionsa. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Back, so you're listening to Radio Gaga on WONY 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. So, of course, previously we played Nightmares by the State by Jeff Buckley from the album Sketches for My Heart, for My Sweetheart, The Drunk. And listen, Jeff Buckley is a cool music artist. It's not someone I can really listen to, like, on repeat. I'm just saying, okay, cool. He covered Hallelujah. By Leonard Cohen. Cool. He made songs like Last Goodbye, this song, Nightmares by the Sea, and stuff. I don't know. He's just kind of just someone just to play as background music or whatever. I mean, I played him on air because, you know, I like the song. But, you know, I don't know. I just want to put my own take on it, you know? Anyways, we got some lovely songs coming up. Because the next song that we got coming up is song by the Beach Boys called All I Wanna Do. And of course, we actually got some Doors, some Elliott Smith, and some Simon and Garfunkel coming up as well, and some Joni Mitchell. So yeah, stick around. Here's All I Wanna Do by the Beach Boys. Enjoy.
Thank you. news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, coming home. The streets are full of strangers, all the news on your read just give you the blues, just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. To a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody changes. Take me as I am.
switching star. Nobody broke your heart. If you're alone, must be you that wants to be apart.
All right. And that was Alameda by Elliott Smith from the album Either Or. I know that album was played a lot on WONY in the beginning of October, which is henceforth of why I thought about putting it on the list for today's show, you know, songs and stuff. But yeah, it's a cool song. Cool song. And then previously, before that, we had California by Joni Mitchell from the album Blue. I think I'm hearing something. This just might be system or something. I apologize. I think I'm hearing some humming, but it could just be something with the electronics, but everything's fine. Don't worry about it. But anyways, what do I want to say? So I found out about California through, Anjali's show, Anjali's Echo Chamber. Shout out to Anjali if you're listening. And speaking about discovering songs, of course, last year I did play this next upcoming song, Sound Silence, which is the electric version by Simon and Garfunkel. And I found out about that song through my history rock professor, Dr. Smith. Shout out to Ryan Ross Smith. He's a cool guy. Knows a lot about not only rock music, but I also heard he's teaching beat production as well here. So yeah, he knows electronic music and rock music, which are both things that I have interest in, so, you know, he's cool like that. He's also a big Yes fan, as I once was before, but, yeah, he's also a professor. And yeah, anyways, here's, Sound Silence, by Simon Garfunkel. Enjoy. Electric Virgin.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echoing the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Softly as I walk away in freshly tattered shoes, it cannot
Tapioca Tundra by the Monkees from the album The Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees. And that, I consider that song as like a deep cut from the Monkees, because everyone knows I'm a believer in Daydream Believer. So, wow, two of her songs that are like their top hits have Believer in like in the name, which I think is funny. And usually, what's his name? Mickey Dolenz. Usually it's like the lead singer of the group, but I think their guitarist, that goes by the name of Michael Nesmith, did write that song, and he sang it. So what you just heard on vocals right now was Michael, and honestly, he is definitely like a very like top-notch vocalist. Like, I don't know, for like a quick song like that, I mean, oh my gosh, I could listen to that on repeat for like 2 or 3 hours, because, you know, it's kind of a cool song with like a earworm type of melody to it. Anyways, we got something completely different coming up. It's a Creed song, and the song is called With Arms Wide Open. Enjoy.
sat down and wrote you a long letter. Was just the other day. Said sure. Just ain't my cross to bear. Oh no.
This is How I Know by Jordana from Rotation here at the station. And that was from the album Lively Premonition. I don't know how to pronounce that. Anyways, the last song that we have coming up, because I'm running, because I'm kind of tight on time right now, because Sosalo's at 6 is coming up right after my show. So I just want to let him get here and get settled. So I have Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones coming up from the album Sticky Fingers. And yeah, hope you have a safe night. If you are in the Oneonta area, students, definitely show up to Ant Hill tomorrow night. I'll be there. I'll be the first act, I believe, because music's starting at 8:30. Doors are at 8. Be sure to show up. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a fun time, especially playing, you know, my second house gig. I can't believe it. Also, a little, I forgot to bring this up too, like, Daylight Savings is just like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's already dark out. It's already 5:51. Anyways, here's a little forecast before I go. So, right now, we have a high of 55 and a low of 35. Feels like 36, and currently it's 46 degrees out here in Oneonta, New York. And yeah, have a great night. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Please, please be safe. See something, say something. Okay? And yeah, just look on the brighter side of things when you feel like you lost hope. So, yeah. Here's Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones. Have a great weekend. See you all next Friday. Bye-bye.
There will always be regret. Sorrow darkens every door. Time will heal just like it steals. But I will never love her any less. I will only love her more while I wait for her. And I break for her. She's of my blood and in my bones. And while the breath fills my body and the light fills my heart, she will live in the warmth and the glow.
Jan.
I swear it could have been like Batman or Wonder Woman. Oh well.
Surrender that gigantic pie.
Did you know that more than 90% of poisonings happen at home?
Hmm?
Look closely and you will find poison risks hidden in plain sight inside every house.
Hmm.
But there are actions you can take to poison-proof your home, like keeping household cleaners locked up high and away from children, properly labeling and securing medicines and supplements, and installing carbon monoxide detectors near bedrooms and furnaces.